Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up later in the programme, I'll be speaking with John Linsky, the IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman, about the export of over 10,000 ram lambs for a Muslim festival. There's going to be a knock-on effect for Donegal. But first, my guest this evening is James Healy, the president of Macra na Ferma. And in the week that's in it, he has been one of those who has welcomed the news that there will be a compulsory 38-cent cattle tag levy to be introduced in the autumn of this year. To tell me more about that and a little bit about where Macra is going at the moment, I spoke to him earlier on. Firstly, maybe you can explain a little bit why Macra is very much in favour of this initiative.
Thanks for having me on, Chris. From our point of view, Chris, it's very important that we as young farmers have the resources and the, I suppose, those in more knowledgeable places working for us to give us the best advantage when it comes to producing the best animals, to producing the most milk, to whatever aspect of our production it is, that any help we can get in making it more technologically and scientifically advanced, that any help we can get will be gratefully appreciated and will be used to the fullest of our advantage. And from that point of view, an organisation like the ICBF is absolutely crucial. We've seen huge advances in milk production in particular, but also in beef production in the last number of years, based specifically on the advances and the knowledge that we have gained from having an organisation like the ICBF. And while I understand that there have been some hiccups, and you'll always have that in new organisations and as technology advances, we believe it's absolutely crucial that you have an organisation like the ICBF properly funded and under the ownership of farmers, and having that funding from farmers gives them an element of ownership in that in the ICBF. So we believe that all those elements are absolutely crucial as we go forward and have and very important for having a strong ICBF.
And you touched on it there, a partnership approach really is key.
Exactly, and we've seen it also through Chagas, the ICBF, all of those organisations that are providing extra knowledge. And as we go forward with challenges like Brexit and climate change and nitrates, we're going to need as much scientific knowledge as possible so that we can provide, we can produce as environmentally sustainably and as economically sustainably as well. So, you know, we need that knowledge and that data so that as we look to produce beef, bull beef in under 16 months, and as we look to increase our milk solids, that all of that is feeding into that increase in knowledge and advancing the, you know, that we can get more out of the same cow or more out of the same bull, so that we're doing it all in a more environmentally sustainable capacity.
Now, the Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, Michael Creed, has announced the details. This cattle tag levy will come in autumn of this year. It's going to be a compulsory 38-cent cattle tag levy. Was the actual figure something that was agreed upon fairly easily or not?
Well, I suppose Macra wouldn't have been involved in the negotiations with regards to the price and to the contribution per tag. So it was a figure that I had seen, might have seen floating around yesterday, but was confirmed today. And while I understand, you know, there may be some argument, I'm not going to argue over 38 cent.
And one would hope, as sometimes happens when something comes in, that it won't keep going up and up and up. At least it'll stay at this level for the foreseeable future, and that it's seen as a reasonable amount for the end benefit.
Certainly, that, you know, it has to be seen as good value, and I can understand any farmer that would be looking for transparency from an organisation like the ICBF that are being funded by farmers, and to be fair to them, they provide a very detailed annual report. They publicly publish all of their financial accounts every year. And that's providing the sort of transparency that can give you confidence that they're using the money properly. While at the same time, I would agree also that figure, now that it has been agreed and it is mandatory, should be settled for the foreseeable future.
I'm speaking with James Healy, the president of Macron and the firm. Your predecessor, James, not so long ago, became the vice president of the European Council of Young Farmers. And great to see a real Irish input at a significant level.
Yes, certainly. Sean, who you would have spoken to previously, was elected vice president of CEJA, the European Council of Young Farmers. And that follows on from Alan Jago, or another former president of MACRA, who for the previous 2 years had been president of the same organisation. And I believe it's very important that for Irish young farmers in particular, that we have a strong representation at a European level, because CEJA are constantly dealing with European politicians. They're lobbying on all young farmers' behalf. So for us to have a strong input in that organisation and to have a strong input in their policy, we need to have strong representation in that organisation. And that can actually be seen through their CAP proposal, which sees a number of elements of the Macron and the firm CAP proposal in that document. So we've seen the benefit, and it's fantastic for us to have an experienced member like Sean go forward to that position and to continue that strong Irish connection. And you know, we owe a huge amount to IFAC, who support our involvement at the European level, and without whom it wouldn't have been possible.
And so many people who have been through MACRA have gone on to bigger and brighter things and have certainly played their role in society. In terms of the organisation as things stand and numbers and getting people involved, would you be happy with the way things are going?
We're going in the right direction, but I won't be happy for my 2 years. I'll always want to see more people coming in, and I've said it frequently since I became president that there's no reason that every young farmer in Ireland there's no reason why they shouldn't be a member of MACRA. It's vitally important for farmers of all ages to have strong representation. But for us, and in particular for young farmers, we are their representative organisation. We want them to come inside the tent to help shape our policy, so that when we go out and we're fighting for something on behalf of young farmers, that we know it's what's going to be of most benefit to them. And while we have a very large membership of young farmers, we know that there's more out there that aren't already a part of the organisation, and we want to bring them in. And from my point of view, the best way to do that, you know, Sean spent 2 years working very hard on things like the National Reserve, things at the national level that were going to be of major benefit to young farmers. But now, in conjunction with working with that, I want to work at a more local level to engage with those young farmers to show that outside of all that stuff at a national level, there's more ground level stuff that we're doing that can be of benefit to them. We have the Macron and the firm SkillNet program, Young Farmer SkillNet program, and on a weekly basis we're running courses that are developing their technical knowledge, be it in soil nutrition, grass management, animal handling. They're all the basics of farming, but we know that they need to be developed, and it's a form of continuous professional development for farmers, and we want to show young farmers that that is there for them to use. And our young farmer development groups around the country are running events on a regular basis, and we want those young farmers that are not a member of MACRA to see the benefit of being in the organisation. And you know, we've done a huge amount, we've gained a huge amount for young farmers, and we're going to continue to do that. But we need every young farmer inside the tent to tell us and shape our policy and tell us what they want.
And that was the president of Macron the firm, James Healy. Turning now to the export of 10,000 ram lambs over the coming weeks. The Wicklow Calf Company, operated by the Scallon family in Arklow, has secured a contract to export 10,000 lambs for the Muslim Festival of Eid. And buying is commencing this month. To find out more, I've been speaking to John Linsky, the IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman. Big interest this week in the news that there's at least one deal secured to export something in the region of 10,000 ram lambs over the coming weeks. Obviously, there'll be a knock-on effect for people here in Donegal.
Naturally, there will, yes, right around the country, because we see the processors at the minute trying to pull prices, and they know that this festival creates huge demand for lamb as we go through the month of August, and it's welcome to see those companies getting ready to export the live lamb at this particular time when the supplies are available.
Now, one company has already done a deal. They're based in County Wicklow, and there could be others.
The Scallon family of the Wicklow Calf Company have a contract for 10,000 ram lambs, and also the Halliseys are involved as well too in the live export of lamb, and they are shown an interest as well. So it's all positive.
Now, this is something that goes on every year, but is there any difference between what's happening this year and last year? Are we seeing greater numbers?
Well, we have seen over the last number of years, we have seen the amount double year on year. So if we can continue that trend, it will create a huge demand, and it will put a floor on the lamb price at a time when we're at peak supplies.
As you mentioned there, it's a timely boost because the prices have come under pressure in recent weeks.
Yes, there is a concerted effort by processors to get the price of lamb down to the €5 a kilo. And we see this as putting a floor on under prices. And as well as that, we have a strong store lamb trade. So it's not all going the processor's way.
Now, back to these exports of the lambs for the Muslim festival. The actual requirements, what are we looking at here? What type?
We're looking at, there is a demand for a 43 to 47 kilo lamb by the Wicklow Calf Company, and the Halliseys are looking for in the region of 45 to 40, 50 kilo plus lamb. And one of the requirements is, I believe, for the Halliseys is that it's a white-faced lamb, so that's one of the requirements, and in good condition. So it's positive all around, so there is that supply of lamb will be available for them, and it will create that bit of extra competition.
And while we have you on the line, John, just the outlook for the rest of the year, how do you read things at the moment?
Well, if we can shift quite a number of lambs for this festival, which happens every year, and it's looking very positive this year, we will see continued promotion by Borbia and for the rest of the year, and we will see promotions in France as well. So we'll be hopeful that there would be a reasonable trade right through the year.
And that was John Linsky, the IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman. Just time for some other news, and Offaly County Council has granted planning permission for a new solar energy plant on farmland near Tullamore. A UK-based company, Elgin Energy, has secured planning permission for the 4.2-megawatt project. It says that there will be an investment of something in the region of €5 million, and there will be enough power from a solar farm to provide electricity for the equivalent of 1,000 homes. Now, the company already has another 10 solar farms approved in the Republic, 8 more at the planning stage, and also has operations in Northern Ireland and Britain. And it's very much about light rather than pure sunshine. And the IFA has certainly been monitoring this with interest. And as the years go ahead, as technology continues to advance, no doubt at some stage in the future, we could see solar panels in fields in Donegal generating electricity. Meanwhile, the annual publication of those who received the afforestation premium should be publicly revealed. That's according to the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. Its spokesperson, Jerry Loftus, believes that those receiving forestry premiums should be revealed publicly, similar to those who receive other farm payments, thus creating a level playing field. Currently, all afforestation premiums are paid directly by the state. Just time for the cattle price update. Steer base 4 euro to 4.05 euro a kilo. Heifers making 4.10 euro to 4.15 euro a kilo. And cows 3.30 euro to 3.70 euro a kilo. Sheep numbers, well, much tighter. Factories paying 5.10 euro to 5.15 euro a kilo, including bonuses to 22 kilos. And ewes making 3 euro a kilo. Well, that's just about it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. As always, many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, goodbye.